Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with the delegate from El Salvador, namely that this is a target which requires, deep reworking. I say this because it is one of the first of the three targets whereby we are going to show how we're going to resolve the problems thrown up by the previous targets. With fewer indicators, I believe that we'll be able to get a better identification of the ability of developing countries in particular to be able to make progress in what they do to reduce risk. However, take E1, E2, E3, E4 even, are enough, they're sufficient, these indicators, and we can find alternatives with like L8, L9 and L10. I feel, for example, that E5 would be a sub-indicator of E8 and not an indicator in itself, not a standalone one. Take our case. The risk reduction strategies have a component, the national platforms, which bring together a number of different stakeholders. So the involvement of stakeholders or actors is just a component of the national platforms and of the national strategies for risk reduction. And they're not a target in themselves, an indicator in themselves. There's just a component thereof. Furthermore, I agree with, once again, with El Salvador, that 6 is excessively detailed and it seeks to obtain information which is not exclusively linked to disaster risk reduction. It has other implications, in particular for the developing countries of the world, because as far as financial services are concerned, they have less specialization, less ability to provide an answer to that question. So once again, our position is that we would need to significantly rework, restructure this target. Perhaps 3 or 4 indicators will be enough. I also agree with the delegate from Mexico. Mexico is right when they say that the indicators proposed, E11 to E16, are not sufficiently, well, they're too detailed, and they ask for, we would be giving detailed information if we answered those.